Hello again, it's Patrick Kelly with the KWCA podcast. We recently had Preston Weigel on the program as the Senior College Wrestler of the Year. Today we have the other college honoree, Tyler Meese. He hails from Coleridge and put together an impressive career at Andale High School before doing the same at Newman University on the D2 level. Meese built an enviable resume during his competitive career. He was a member of three trophy teams during his prep days at Andale High School, including being an integral part of the 2011 and 12 championship teams. Individually, he was a two-time state runner-up and a third-place finisher before capturing the 138-pound title as a senior in 2014. He stepped in and made an immediate impact at Newman University. As a true freshman, he was named 2015 MIAA Freshman of the Year. After taking a medical redshirt, he came back strong and putting together a 32-win season and just missed qualifying for the D2 Nationals in 2017. As a junior, he broke through with an All-American finish when he placed sixth in the 2018 NCAA Championships at 157 pounds. Meese earned his second All-American finish as a senior last March when he finished in fifth place at the NCAAs again at 157. His 30-win season pushed his career total to 117 wins in college. With us today on the line is 2019 KWCA Senior Wrestler of the Year, Tyler Meese. Tyler, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Right, during your senior season, you won the Midwest Super Regional and capped off your season with a 30 victories and second All-American finish. Wrestling is a demanding sport that sometimes eats its own with its injuries, weight reduction, and the demands of the practice room, not to mention a full load of classes. I don't have hard statistics to prove it, but it seems to me that it's just an accomplishment to make it through a college career using all 4 years of eligibility, let alone having the success that you did at Newman. As you look back, what memories do you most value as your time as a Jet?
Yeah, wrestling is definitely a rough sport, but I definitely have many memories to look back on. There have been many ups and downs throughout my career, and it's definitely made me who I am today, but I remember the people and the relationships the most. I've met a lot of awesome people, and the wrestling community as a whole has been good to me, and it's a very tight community. We all understand each other at a different level, I think. I think just the relationships are the best.
So what degree did you earn from Newman, and what are you up to these days as a post-grad? I see that you're possibly going to be helping out with the program a little bit.
Yeah, so some degrees I earned are occupational therapy assistant degree, and then I got my health science degree as my bachelor's. And I'm currently working on my master's in business administration in healthcare while I'm helping out the team as a grad assistant. So been kind of busy.
All right. Yeah, definitely keeping yourself busy there. So tell me, it seems to me as kind of a unique offering of degrees that you put together. Was that something that you, like in a counselor, had come up with? What's your end goal with what you have there in your educational pursuits?
I plan to open a couple businesses. Actually, I've already started them. Getting into it a little more. So I'm an occupational therapy assistant, and I want to do that in home health. So I started a contract therapy business. Through that and the MBA programs, just kind of helping me get that more of a business mindset and a leadership mindset in order to achieve my goal.
How has wrestling impacted your professional pursuits now? I mean, did it the drive and the effort that you had to put forth as a wrestler have anything to do with what you're doing now in the business world?
Oh, yeah, tremendously. I give wrestling and the people around me, it just helps tremendously. They teach you life lessons. Wrestling's a big part of giving you the drive and the toughness to push through when things might not be going your way or things get tough. The support of the people around me helps tremendously.
All right. Well, best of luck with all that. That really sounds pretty exciting for you. So not that you have a lot of time on your hands, but do you have any hobbies or special interests that you are now engaged in more now that your college career is behind you?
I'm still pretty busy and I like to stay busy, but when I do get some time off, definitely enjoy the outdoors, hunting, fishing, hiking, camping, all that good stuff.
So if you could give your 18-year-old self advice as you were preparing to leave high school and enter college, what would it be now that you have completed your college career?
It'd probably be to just enjoy every moment as it comes. The career of wrestling really went by pretty quick, I think, especially the college days. They fly by. To train your mind to be the best it can be.
So who were the 3 to 4 people who had the most impact on you as you made your way through high school and college?
Oh, man, there's way more than 3 to 4 people. I've been very blessed with the people that have been around me throughout my life so far, from coaches, teammates, family, my wife. Everyone's just had such a great impact and shown great support towards me.
You've already kind of talked about this, and you seem to be a real self-motivated, driven kind of person. But as you look forward to the next few years, what are your goals and aspirations?
So my goal, it's very broad, is just to impact lives. Obviously, I want to do that through coaching and then through treating clients through my business. And I just want to lead people and help them reach their full potential.
So you went through Andale at kind of a special time there with all the success that they were having. So as you looked at your high school and college days, do you look at them as more stepping stones to your future, or do you see yourself connected to Andale and Newman for the long term?
Oh, you never know what comes up, but I plan on definitely giving back to the places that have given me so much. Andale's a very unique place. You won't find people there that are anywhere else. They're awesome. I'll always stay connected with them. And then Newman, of course, has given me a lot as well. And I plan to stay with Newman for a while. But like I said, you never know what happens, what might happen. So.
All right. So now that you're kind of on the other side doing some coaching with the Jets, tell us a little bit about what the expectations are for the upcoming season.
Oh, expectations to have each kid reach their full potential, to give everything they've got. That's not just in wrestling. That's in school, wrestling, work, life, everything. If they do that, I think everything else will follow. But we always have that goal of being on top. I think we'll get there. We'll get there eventually.
All right, and you have Cameron Frame returning as an All-American. Are there any others that you expect to really make an impact and possibly bring home All-American honors this year?
Oh yeah, we got a good group of guys. I think we had 6 in the semifinals last year of the regional tournament and had very good chances of going to the national tournament. Some names that just stick out to me are Tyler Lawley, Cameron's brother, Kendall Frame, Vinny Aramita, Mario Rodriguez, Thor Blavage, Ivan Blavage, Nate Panagakis. I mean, we got some guys that are growing up quick and they're really starting to show some improvements, and it should be a fun year.
All right, so we're talking with 2019 KWCA Senior College Wrestler of the Year, Tyler Meese. Tyler, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
This has been the KWCA Podcast with Patrick Kelly from Seaman High School, reminding you to get your registration in to the 2019 Fritz Knorr Fall Clinic, slated for October 4th and 5th in Salina. Until next time, thanks for listening.